Here are two numbers that together are astonishing. The median American household earns just under $1,000 per week.
The typical family also throws out well over $1,000 of food per year, $1,600 to be exact, more than a week's salary for the median household. It may be a bag of lettuce that just sat a little too long and never got open. Bag by bag by bag, it all adds up.
That is just the last step in a long chain of waste. Food is lost on farms during trucking and processing. And then there's the unsold food that's tossed by supermarkets.
Now, as part of a collaborative report with the PBS NewsHour, NPR's Allison Aubrey looks at efforts to cut food waste, starting with that bag of lettuce.
If you've spent any time in the produce aisle, you may have noticed what Anne and John Harvey have noticed. Lettuce is sold in plastic bags.
Absolutely.
We'll buy baby spinach, sweet and crunchy.
50-50 mix, premium romaine.
A lot of bags.
Yeah.
Looking around, Harvey says in this store, she doesn't even see heads of lettuce being sold.
No, unless it's somewhere else.
The convenience factor is huge. Bags of greens are pre-washed, so you just tear open the bag and you're set. The popularity has led to rapid growth. Sales are on track to hit $7 billion a year. But there is an unintended consequence of the growth: waste. To get a sense of it, we visited Salinas Valley, California, which produces about two-thirds of our salad greens.
You have the largest bag salad industry here in Salinas.
That's Cesar Zuniga. He's not a farmer. His job is to manage the municipal dump. We caught up with him as a big dump truck arrived. It's filled to the brim with salads and other greens.
And this one looks like it's a mixed load. Just from the bags, you can tell it's going to be from a salad processing plant.
The dump truck tips its load, and out tumbles a 15-foot heap of salad. A lot of it looks ready to eat.
Some of the loads we get here, you see it bagged, and it looks very fresh.
So you scratch your head and wonder, what's going on here?
We do. We question, like, wow, why is this being tossed?
As we get closer, he picks up a bag and looks at the sell-by date.
Whatever ended up here was good, maybe for another 2 weeks or so.
So why were these bags trashed? We called the name right on the label, Taylor Farms. It's one of the big salad processors. The company declined an interview, but in an email told us that to ensure freshness, they typically don't ship products older than 3 days. So the bags we saw at the dump that still had almost 2 weeks before reaching the sell-by date, well, that was probably not long enough to ship them and get them onto store shelves, because grocery chains demand 10 to 11 days of shelf life. Taylor Farms says it gives some surplus to employees and donates some to food banks. The last option, the company says, is to dispose of it. Taylor Farms says it happens rarely. But dump manager Cesar Zuniga says waste from salad processors shows up all the time. The Natural Resources Defense Council has surveyed farmers in California about food waste. Here's the NRDC's Joanne Birkenkamp.
It's a difficult topic. Farmers often don't really want to talk about product that they've grown and we're not able to sell.
It's a sensitive topic, especially in drought-stricken California, where farmers use a large quantity of the state's precious water. But Birkenkamp says a lot of farmers grow more than they can sell.
Most large growers have a pretty strong incentive to overplant because they don't want to run out of product or come up short on a contract.
The NRDC estimates that growers may overplant by about 10%.
10%, even though it doesn't sound like too much, really can add up to many thousands of pounds of surplus product.
And when bags of lettuce and other produce end up in landfills, Birkenkamp says it contributes to another problem.
It decomposes, and in those conditions, it will release methane, which is a very, very powerful greenhouse gas.
Food waste in landfills is responsible for a significant portion of methane emissions. Now, some of that gas is being captured and converted to energy, but a lot of it goes into the atmosphere. Birkenkamp says there are a few more steps that could help. If more produce, including salad greens, were composted, as opposed to put into a landfill, it would produce much less methane. And we, the consumers, should only be buying what we can eat. Back at the dump, Cesar Zuniga watches as the bags of greens mixed with cardboard and other farm waste are loaded into a dumpster.
So he's picking up about 3,000, 4,000 pounds of waste.
Zuniga does have a separate pile for compost, but because of all the plastic, this stuff can't go in it. So it's headed to a landfill instead. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.